From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, stores in New York City stay open throughout the night to make it into the black.
I'm here just to shop because I can't take it during the day. It's crazy.
You work at Macy's during the day, and then you come shopping here in the middle of the night?
It sounds dumb, but I really have to be with no customers so I can just look through what I want.
But we begin with a look at the troubled housing market. The Federal Reserve predicts that by the end of this year, there will have been 2.25 million new foreclosures. Today, Scott Svoboda joins the ranks of those who have lost their homes. He joins us now on the phone from Lakeside, California. Scott, welcome to the program. You own a condo there. Can you tell us how long you've lived there for?
I moved in approximately late February of 05, and then the purchase went through in June of 05, and escrow closed in July of 05.
And you've been facing some tough times. You've been unemployed for a while, and today your condo is up for auction. Is that correct?
Yes, it goes up for auction on Christmas Eve morning here.
It seems like particularly tough timing.
Oh, boy. To say the least, you know, it's while my wife and I are just trying to adjust to whatever kind of a Christmas that we can have, to have this on top of all the other stress and pressures going on is just overwhelming.
Originally, the value of your condominium was more than $200,000. Do you have any idea what it might fetch today at this auction?
Well, I believe that the lenders are going to probably try to get the most that they can from it. So there's probably a good chance that there may be no takers for it. But I can tell you that the surrounding condos that are similar to that are going for well below $100,000.
So you've known for a while now that it was going to go up for auction today. How have you been getting ready for this?
Well, actually, we really didn't know that it was going to be auctioned off today. I mean, we just knew about this over the last couple of weeks, basically, or actually since December 2nd when the notice was posted on our door that the trustee sale would take place on Christmas Eve. So in preparing for that, we have been trying to find a more permanent residence, and we have temporary housing right now with one of our neighbors that was kind enough to let us move into his empty condo. So that has been some relief. And, you know, we praise God every day for that, and we feel blessed that we've had that to look into, you know, even though it's just a temporary thing. And, you know, there's a good possibility that even by the beginning of next month we'll be without a home entirely. So, but we keep our faith strong and know that good things will, you know, eventually will turn and happen for us.
Scott, this is an expensive state to live in. California has high unemployment rates. Have you ever thought about maybe relocating, going someplace else?
Well, I have. You know, I was born and raised here in San Diego, and we just love it. But yeah, if regardless of where the location would be, I would be willing to go anywhere in the world for that matter, Afghanistan, Pakistan, anywhere that somebody may be able to offer me a job.
I saw some photographs of you and your condo. You've been packing up there, and I noticed behind the moving boxes, hanging in the window, were some Christmas lights and some red ribbons. Are you still going to find some ways to celebrate the holidays despite everything that's going on?
Oh, sure. You know, I mean, the last couple of Christmases haven't been all the greatest, you know, because of the situation as well. And, you know, so we're almost kind of getting used to it. But this one just hurts especially bad. But my wife and I are members of the Salvation Army Church in El Cajon, you know, so, you know, we haven't forgotten really what Christmas is all about. It's not about us and each other and the gifts and at least that's what we want to think right now. But we're really just remembering the birth of our Savior.
Scott Svoboda's condominium in Lakeside, California goes up for foreclosure auction today. Scott, we wish you a Merry Christmas and best of luck to you and your family.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak.